Iana, when you grew up, early childhood, you seemed to be into art right from the start, and you seemed to have a lot of artistic influence in your family, probably mostly your grandmother. Talk about your childhood and knowing that you were going to be an artist pretty much from day one, it sounds like.
I come from a very artistic family. My grandmother was a professional artist. My mother is as well. She's a calligrapher. Everyone's very creative, a lot of musicians, professional cooks. And to me, that I didn't know anything different. I was raised lots of opportunities to color and draw and experiment and play with art materials, and it just became second nature to me.
So maybe that explains why you have such a wide range of mediums. I'm not sure I've ever talked to an artist who delves into so many different types of art: photography, printmaking, screen printing, textiles, collage, jewelry, clothing, graphic design. I'm running out of breath here. So talk about this wide range of interests and why you've chosen to work that way, and how you choose what you're going to work in what day.
So I think a lot of that stemmed from an interest in sculpture in high school. That was my focus then, and photography. And I think I just liked the opportunity to explore and experiment. And sculpture lends itself to being adaptable to a lot of different materials and contexts. And then in college at Western, I initially started in the art education program, which requires you to take a class in every subject matter and also opens up a world of possibilities. I think I liked photography the most because it had the most to offer me in terms of just kind of gathering knowledge and a different approach. It's very analytical. You know, there's a lot of like discussions and critiques about photography that doesn't exist in a lot of other art forms. And I think I was really attracted to that. And then as I kind of graduated and got into other mediums, I just love the process of printmaking. I think a lot of my collage work stems from that, and creating multiples in printmaking and photography just lends you to having all this excess material that's fun to experiment with. And I've also loved old books and the images in those. And I've also been into the collage for many years.
I wouldn't say all of your work that I've seen, but a lot of it makes me think of history of a time long ago. Maybe it's part of the collage that you take things that have been and bring them up to today. And in fact, the transformation seems to be a theme throughout all of your mediums. So talk about transformation, metamorphosis. Seems like that's important to you.
It is, yeah. I think art making in general is a process of transformation. You know, you start with this tiny idea and it changes so many different ways that aren't even necessarily visible to the viewer, but they are still like existing in that piece of work in a way that I think people can pick up on. I think part of it is that I'm a Scorpio, and Scorpios are the sign of transformation. I find that fascinating. It's a way to kind of grow and explore your own mind and a lot of your feelings, you know, and to accept that things are always changing. It's kind of comforting.
That's interesting because I think a lot of people find routine comforting, but you find change comforting.
I do. I mean, I love routine as well, but I think for me, it's a way to kind of like grow and evolve as an artist and a person. So I guess, you know, kind of embracing both aspects of, you know, routine and transformation, I think it's probably a good, healthy balance, but I'm not scared of change.
And then you mentioned that you studied at Western, the Gwen Frostick School of Art, and went on to Kendall Art and Design School. How did different parts of your education influence you?
Well, it was interesting. They're very different art schools in a lot of ways. Western focused a lot on critique, and at least in the photography program, it focused on critique. And, you know, it's maybe a more well-rounded education in some ways because you take classes in all different subject matter. But Kendall was a great opportunity as a grad student to really focus on one subject, learn how to express myself through the lens of printmaking. And the programs there were amazing too. The art history program in particular I really loved. kind of got into more contemporary subject matter that way. Started exploring clothing and art and how it relates to the body. I just find that fascinating as well.
And then, let's see, you recently, that would be in 2020, placed a pretty high award at the South Haven Center for the Arts. Mitosis, I believe, was the name of the series, I think, of self-portraiture. Talk about looking at and into yourself, that process of discovery that surely happened, and maybe you went through some kind of metamorphosis yourself in creating portraits of yourself.
Yeah, I've always used portraits of myself in my artwork. And I think in particular, the piece that you're referring to, and it has a sister piece and a few other additional ones that go along in that series. And that those two pieces called Mitosis and Meiosis were like the light and dark versions of each other.
Ah.
Kind of to explore different sides of yourself. And I like to think of using my figure almost as just a placeholder for anyone. Hopefully anyone can kind of see some part of themselves in that artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And the figures are mirrored in a way that I wanted the viewer also to be able to see themselves mirrored in all these different images that come together in the collage. And I did a lot of relating, just like visual language, relating the tiniest microscopic image to like a nebula and how they look similar, and seeing them next to each other really, I think, helps you kind of make sense of some of that. It's just a way to be introspective while, you know, taking in a piece of artwork. It like takes it to another level.
When you go into working on a project, do you come out the same artist, or is that in itself a transformative process for you?
I think so, in a lot of ways. I mean, I sketch out ideas. I kind of go into it knowing what I'm going to do. But a lot of changes happen along the way. And I think working in collage enables you to really change the composition in ways that you can't do in other subject matter or in other materials. So it's very like a fluid process. So once it finally comes together, for me, it really is like a calming feeling. You know, this piece is finally done.
Mm.
It fits that, like, expression has come out of me, and I can move on to something different or continue to explore something similar. But I do think I'm different at the end of it.
Do you always know what medium you're going to choose? Do you have an idea and it's like, okay, this is something that belongs in a photograph or in a screen printing of some kind or a collage of some kind, or perhaps a piece of work, an idea shows up in a series in different mediums? How does that work for you?
Yeah, it works in a lot of different ways. I think now that I've had a chance to kind of experiment and explore and refine a lot of what I've been doing, I go into it knowing what I'm going to make. But I think part of what was great about grad school is that you can explore different mediums and the same subject matter over and over in different mediums, and seeing what's the best expression for that particular idea or concept. And that's why I love screen printing and printmaking in general. There's just so many different ways to approach an image, and it's layered and it's planned out, but it also leaves a lot of room for interpretation and experimentation along the way. I think now I kind of see my work as the screen printing is more like a commercial aspect. It's, you know, it's an easily reproducible form, so it lends itself really well to creating a lot of the same image, which I am able to then sell more easily. Whereas collage, they're very singular pieces. They take a lot of time. So I kind of like that too, like a piece that you can work on for months versus this image that you kind of continue to work on for months when you reprint it, but it's always the same, but it gets out into a wider audience and is really accessible to people in a different kind of way. So I think everything has its own little niche.
When you mention commercial, an artist is always challenged to try to make a living. It's probably one of the harder parts to make a living with the creative arts. But on the commercial end, along with the screen printing, you have what, t-shirts, denim jackets? I see one on your website with the moon on the back that is a beautiful piece. But you also do graphic design. Is that something that keeps you going and keeps the bills paid?
It does. It is very beneficial that way. I love graphic design. There is something really nice about creating this image that is going to be seen by a lot of people, that's going to get reproduced. Typically, it's like for like a musician or a band, where it's going to be printed on like album covers and artwork and seen, you know, all over the country, possibly the world. But at the end of it, I have no like tangible process. I'm just working on the computer. So it's like a totally different way of working, but it's equally satisfying to me.
Yeah.
And I do pick and choose what I do for graphic design.
When we talk about change, I think this past year for all of us has been one of change, life in the time of the pandemic. And artists have been responding to that in different ways. How was this past year an influence for you? Certainly that in a different kind of way was transformative for many people, perhaps more time for introspection, living more in isolation. How did your art work through this past year?
Well, it's been interesting. In some ways, I feel like it's been a very creative year. I did a lot more graphic design than I've ever done. And I've created a lot fewer like fine art pieces. I think part of it was, you know, being home all the time for months on end and being around all the stuff that was just kind of stagnant. You know, there was no opportunity to sell things. You know, you're trying to stay home. You're not trying to go do shows. It's not even a possibility during a lot of those times. So for me, it was a kind of way to refine what I've been working on, kind of getting away from clothing and general like bulkier items, things that typically benefit from being sold like face to face at an art show versus things that can be commercially produced and sent out to stores. Just trying to figure out what's going to work best in the future and get away from the like art fair as a business model for my business and myself as an artist. It's still a work in progress. I have taken the winter to kind of reset and reevaluate how I want to move forward. And it's been really good in a lot of ways.
So have you taken part or will you be taking part in any virtual art exhibits? Because that's been something new that's come up in this past year.
Yeah, I have. The National Portrait Exhibition that you mentioned, that was virtual. And I participated in another one through the South Haven Art Center. It was also virtual. So I think possibly. I don't know if I would do an art fair necessarily. It doesn't seem cost effective to me at this point to invest that kind of time and money into such a new platform. I'm not sure what the answers are for me in terms of that kind of thing, but I'm trying to kind of take this year to approach everything in a totally new way. So I'm leaving it open right now.
I wonder if virtual art exhibits might have the advantage of a wider audience. Say if you're putting up an exhibit in Kalamazoo, in reality, it would just be probably a Kalamazoo audience. If you do it virtually, you might reach anyone anywhere. Would that be an advantage?
Possibly, yeah. That's worth considering, although I don't know to what end that would benefit me. I think right now I'm comfortable keeping it small.
Any other upcoming projects you want to tell us about or events or anything in the works?
No, I have no events in the works for the first time maybe ever. I've kind of been taking this winter to really hit a massive reset button in my life and how I make art, trying to approach it in a new way. I have not felt terribly inspired, but I always kind of have taken the winter to just let everything kind of calm down and take a break from making things and feeling like I'm a factory of one and just kind of see what I want to do next.
There's that metamorphosis theme again.
Yeah, so I guess I'm on one end of that.
Kind of in that cocooning stage before the butterfly emerges.
Exactly. And I'm very comfortable not being super productive because I know I can do it and I can create a lot of work. But at this point, with so few channels to sell work and to get it out there, I'm sitting on a lot of artwork in my studio. I had a couple of stores that sold the majority of my work completely closed permanently.
Oh, dear.
And I got a lot of back stock. So I've got to kind of approach things differently this year.
Where is your studio now? Are you still on Park Trades or are you somewhere else?
No, my studio is in the Jericho complex of buildings in the Edison neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much, Iana, for spending a few moments with us. And we'll let you get back to either self-discovery or artwork or just thinking about it.
Sounds good. Yeah, thank you so much.